producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Let us walk. Yeah, maybe we ought to walk briskly into this next hour of conversation that goes on and on. The Doug Steffen program available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Tune in radio. I have my own channel there, right, Richie?
Yes, you do.
Isn't there one somewhere else? Do we have one on Stitcher?
Pandora.
We ought to
talk stream live.
CRN Digital Talk. Oh, there it is. Yes. At GCN and Radio America and DougSteffen.com. So we're here to discuss the issues of the day. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. You're here. I'm here. Let's hear it for all of us who are here. To hear. We're H-E-R-E to H-E-A-R. The big deal for me today, this week.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Yes, you are. You're a big deal. This is a big deal as well.
Yep.
How we make our choices. This is one of the things that you hear discussed on this program and nowhere else. And you hear it discussed a lot because it is important, in my opinion, and most of yours as well. If I were to do a survey right now over, and I'd give you four choices to pick one that would be a reason for you being upset around the realities of our lives. If food choice were in that top four, I could give you any other religious freedom and a bunch of different things. Food choice would come out on top. More people are concerned about what they have or do not have in terms of food choice than anything else. It's the issue that overturns governments. When people start hearing they can't have this, we were talking earlier about having the right to send your children off to school. We don't even think about it. We send your children off to play. Some laws in some jurisdictions suggest that you don't have the right to do that.
Free-range parenting.
Yeah. So now this is free-range eating. In a moment, we're going to bring somebody on board from the National Farmers Union who will discuss with you the repeal of the COOL legislation. Congressional negotiators are crafting a spending plan. They've agreed to a provision that would repeal country of origin labeling. This is a requirement for meat to be labeled so you'd know where it's coming from. And this is part of the budget deal, by the way, that is being discussed this week. The omnibus spending bill. The Democrats and the Republicans say the language rolling back the labeling, known by the acronym COOL, is in final, but it has to be in this must-pass spending bill. So what this does is keep the United States from having to pay $1 billion in increased tariffs, but it keeps you from knowing where the food is coming from.
Right.
What kind of a crazy, mixed-up, stupid world is... Because they don't want you to know where the beef comes from because
most
you won't buy it.
They'll buy the same stuff. But just being able to know, the people that want to know should be able to know. It's so ridiculous.
Well, there's not only that. But there's another part of this bill that leaves farmers worried and ought to leave you worried as well. The Clean Water Rule. This $1.1 trillion spending package that's moving through Congress now lacks the riders that would block the EPA's Clean Water Rule. So farmers will be confronted if this thing passes. They'll be confronted by some goon squad from the EPA, some wet-behind-the-ears little noodle who shows up on his farm and sees a puddle in the driveway and says to the farmer, "That's a waterway. We will regulate that. You must immediately take action to fill that in or we will fine you $10,000. That kind of stuff. That's the kind of idiocy that we're living in and around in our country today because you and I have let this country get out of control, completely out of control. And that will put more farmers, that kind of stuff and the distractions from being able to raise good quality food, And at least you know where it's coming from. If you go to the local farm and get it, you're not going to know if you go to the grocery store where it comes from, because the government just saw to it that you will never know where the food comes from that comes from outside of this country. Never, ever will you know. So in a moment, I'm going to bring Chandler Gould in here from the National Farmers Union to explain more about the World Trade Organization, country of origin labeling, and the way farmers and you as the consumer are getting shafted. That's up next here on Good Day.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious and all twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. That's for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
You can play any card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Music is a gift like no other, and right now at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon, save 20%, and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever, right now at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
Right now at Kohl's, buy more, save more with your savings pass. Take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Spend under $100 and take an extra 15% off. Use it on top of great gift sale prices, like 40 to 50% off Star Wars apparel, home, and games. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Kohl's, select styles, some exclusions apply. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples, make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
15 past the hour on Good Day. We're going to spend some time now with Chandler Gould, who is the Senior Vice President of Programs at the National Farmers Union. And full disclosure, I'm a member of the National Farmers Union as a dairyman, as a cowman, as a farmer. Been around cows all my life, so in addition to being a broadcaster, I have credibility here when it comes to knowledge about what's going on legislatively, what's going on the farm, and this country of origin repeal is bad news. There are a couple of different things here, Chandler. Thanks for joining us. Let's first talk about COOL, and then we'll talk about the EPA water rule. The COOL legislation looks like it's going down, well, it depends on your side, I guess, down in flames as far as the locavore eaters, the people who want to have good fresh food know where it comes from, and the farmers who produce it, we're getting screwed, right, basically?
I think that's an understatement. That's an understatement of what's happening. Anyone who cares about where their food is coming from, anyone who wants to know more information about their food, anyone who wants to be an informed consumer when making decisions about what they put on their dinner plate, is now going to be losing a vital piece of information thanks to the World Trade Organization and to the U.S. House of Representatives and the United States Senate. By this time next week, you will not know where your meat comes from in this country.
All right, so this is a full repeal, because Stabenow, who is the top Democrat on the Senate Ag Committee, tried to water down to replace the mandatory labels with something that would be sort of a volunteer thing, but the Mexicans and Canadians didn't like it. They went to the World Trade Organization, and the World Trade Organization says, nothing doing.
Correct. I mean, so I do want to give Senator Hovind and Ranking Member Debbie Stabenow some credit for trying to put together a voluntary label. But what was most important about that bill, Doug, was that anyone who came in or any company that came in and wanted to label their meat product as product of the USA, had the Stabenow bill passed, then that label would require that the animal be born, raised, and harvested in the United States, which is what the current mandatory country of origin labeling rules mandate. Mm. But unfortunately, Canada and Mexico said no. It got blocked in the Senate. The chairman of the House Ag Committee, Mike Conaway from Texas, was adamantly against it. The chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, Pat Roberts, was adamantly against it.
Against it for what reason?
They're against it because they support the multinational meat packers and the large
because they
companies.
Are. If you look at who their campaign contributions are coming from, it won't take too long to figure out why. Their allegiance isn't to America. These people are traitors. Their allegiance is not to our country. It's to their pocketbook.
Yeah, and if you look and think about let's take this to also another level, talking about cool. Let's talk about Smithfield, is owned by the Chinese. Let's talk about JBS, yeah. Who's also in the news this
Smithfield
week.
Smithfield is a big pork producer, for those who don't know.
Smithfield, right, yeah. The largest pork producer. JBS, the largest beef packer, which is owned by a Brazilian company, mm-hmm. and was also in the news this week because evidently they've been doing something illegal or wrong with their taxes down in Brazil, so their stock is dropping. But here you've got the largest pork company and the largest beef company also contributing dollars to our elected officials to remove labels so our consumers do not know where their food comes from.
So what are they afraid of? What are the Canadians, the Mexicans, the Brazilians afraid of? Are they growing? When we go to the store now, should we just stop buying meat because we're going to be worried about where it comes from, or whether it's crap, or whether it's infected, or whether it's got listeria? This is, you know, these people are not that bright, because the American public is going to start looking for another way to get protein.
You're exactly right, Doug. And I do want to be clear on, you know, food safety is an issue with many of the countries, but clearly not Canada. But and you're exactly right. Mm. Why are they concerned? If you've got a good product out there,
yep.
and the consumer comes and looks at the label and says, you know what? Canadian bacon. I've been eating that most of my life. I put it on my pizzas all the time.
Yeah.
I know where it came from. I know, and I still purchase it.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are those of us as well, especially when it comes to fish, which is not involved in this. But I spent some time in Vietnam in a previous job, and I'm telling you, you will never catch anything that comes from Vietnam from the ocean in my house after the way I saw it was raised.
No.
And so by having that country of origin labeling, I'll sit there and pay an extra dollar or two
yep.
per pound for tuna to
it
make sure that it came from U.S. water.
Exactly. So, Richie, you're a big beef eater. You're going to keep buying beef not knowing where it comes from?
Well, I
have some hesitation.
No, it's definitely frustrating. When I buy fish, I definitely see where it comes from, and it
yep.
makes a big difference.
Yep.
And it's not so easy with beef. It's
well,
hard.
So what are you going to do?
I definitely do not buy the pre-wrapped, like the shrunk wrap from the factory stuff. I always buy the stuff that's cut in the store. But that doesn't guarantee.
You don't know where that's going to come from
anymore.
I have
no idea where it's coming from.
So you didn't answer my question. You're going to keep buying beef or not?
Yeah, I'll keep buying beef. I'll just try and find it somewhere where
Jennifer, what about you?
Where it's coming from.
Well, Doug, my family, we raised beef. If I completely boycotted it, my family would hang me up. In Texas, we still hang people where I'm from. So like Rich just said, though,
you can buy
I will
beef
be much more
farmer.
Careful.
You can go to the farm and buy it.
I can go get my own.
Yeah.
I'll buy a side of beef from a local
All right,
farmer.
Stand by. We're going to talk about the other rule, the clean water rule, and how that's going to affect you and your life. 21 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now, the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I are talking with Chandler Gould, who is from the National Farmers Union. He is in charge of their national programs, the things that are being done, relationships, if you will, with the government. And in effect, he's a lobbyist. And so he knows what's going on. He's there to lobby for the betterment of the American family farmer, because that's the group that National Farmers Union represents, as opposed to some of the other big farm organizations like the American Farm Bureau that stands in the way of many of the gains that small family farmers need in favor of the big corporate agricultural businesses. Not so with the National Farmers Union. So now we've gone from the cool, which is not cool, legislation, which is going to basically change the way you eat meat, and it'll kill a lot of the meat business in America, because, and that's the idea. That's what these people in these countries, they convinced the World Trade Organization to be fair, quote-unquote, and then they get these, come to the circumstance, the reality in America, that we want to, we prefer our own products. And they went to the World Trade Organization and said, nah, you can't do that, because then they won't buy our stuff, and we want to buy our stuff. So if you don't buy our stuff, then we're going to charge you $700 billion in trade tariffs.
So, Doug, can I make one more comment on the World Trade Organization? You know, this is just another example. We've got a third-party international organization, and the first panel that heard the country of origin labeling case between U.S., Canada, and Mexico was a panel that was from the EU, Pakistan, and Switzerland. The EU, who has more stringent labeling laws than the United States, and all three of them ruled in favor of Canada and Mexico. And if you think back to the 70s when the World Trade Organization was put together, it was to help developing countries to make sure that they didn't get squashed by industrialized or developed countries such as the U.S. and Canada. And what the WTO has turned into is basically a big baseball bat to go around and beating up farmers and ranchers in places like the United States, so that we, our products cost more to produce, so we're having to scale back or allow more imports from these countries that use cheaper labor, cheaper health care, lower environmental standards. I mean, it's actually done the exact opposite of why the organization was put together.
So here's the double whammy. Now along comes the Environmental Protection Agency, run by a bunch of kooks with water still coming out of their ears, never mind behind their ears. They have determined that this is the so-called clean water rule, that if a farmer has a puddle in his yard, that's a waterway, and they have jurisdiction over it, and they can come onto your farm, and they can tell you to fill that hole in and maybe test the water first, and then if you do a good job, they won't fine you.
You sound to me as a listener that you're exaggerating when you say puddle. What is exactly
okay.
the definition of the waterway?
Chandler, how off am I?
Well, he's not too off at all, actually. I've had several discussions about some of the times when we went down to the EPA while they were working on the clean water rule, and I used my own property in Texas, and I said, and then of course in Texas we call them stock tanks, but evidently I've learned up here around Washington D.C. and further north they're called tanks or ponds.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, we just went out with a backhoe and dug a hole in the ground because we had a clay bottom, and then the rain filled it up, and that's what our cattle drank from. And the EPA had a hard time. They kept asking us, so did you dam up a creek? And I said, no. And they said, well, did you dam up a stream? And I said, no, we just went in the middle of our coastal pasture and dug a hole,
yeah.
And there's a pond out there. And so there was a lot of issues around making sure we got these definitions correct of, you know, what is a pond, what is a stream, what is a creek, what is a ditch. That's another whole conversation.
NFU
worked very hard to try to clarify.
Definition of a ditch. The government wants to define what a ditch is.
Yeah. And whether or not that makes it part of the clean water rule.
So, since I'm the outsider, help me understand here. Do they have a problem with your pond, or are they just trying to protect streams?
They don't have a problem with my pond after I very carefully described to them how we dug it in the middle of the field and that it was not
connected to anything.
Right, it was not connected to anything. And then the other concern that we had, and so then the other big debate that you heard from the other farm organization, the Farm Bureau, was about ditches. And we feel the EPA was fairly clear that a ditch was defined as something that had water running in it 24/7, 365. Then that water in that ditch would or possibly could become in need of a permit under the clean water rule. So there was so much back and forth and rhetoric from farm organizations on both sides.
Do you need to get a permit for your pond?
I do not need a permit for my pond.
I dug a pond on one of my farms about 10 years ago. It was a low spot, and I know it got fed from various sources, underground sources, little streams and that sort of thing. And I dug it, and one of the cows fell in and drowned, so I filled it in again because I made it too big.
Right.
But, you know, nobody, because of where it was, nobody knew I dug the hole, and I'd do it again today if I thought it was going to provide water. But if it was out in the open, these guys would shut me down.
Final question so that I can understand it. What they are ultimately trying to protect is streams, waterways that are connected, correct?
That's correct. And, you know, basically they're also looking at severe runoff into our major rivers coming in from farmland, especially that's heading out into the the dead zone in the Gulf.
Which
so
is
we're
where
trying
the
to make sure
that all comes
right.
in. Yeah. Okay.
All right, Chandler, thanks for the input and the update. Chandler Gould from the National Farmers Union here on Good Day at Half Past the Hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Doug Steffen's good day right now. Rich and Jennifer with you. And that thing flying across the room is Doug. He's out there screaming at the cows because he's still ranting and raving about the government and farms. And
so he goes out and
tells the cows that he loves them, and he picks up a mud pie and he throws it across
the room. 34, actually. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the fast track to a positive attitude.
Yes.
We cannot choose how many years we will live, but we can choose how much life those years will have. We can't control the beauty of our face, but we can control the expressions on our face. We cannot control life's difficult moments, but we can choose to make life less difficult. It's a hard lesson.
Yes, it is.
We can't control the negative atmosphere of the world, but we can control the atmosphere in our minds. Richie just talking about how I get so wrinkled about these things that are incursions into our food supply and into the life of the family farmer. It's hard for me to stay positive when I get into the reality of what's going on to our country and to our... Everybody has to individually take a stand and take care of yourself and the family. And, you know, if you do that, then there's a collective. And that's how I believe the Trump movement and some of these other things that are reality-based have taken hold. Even if you don't like Trump, you got to acknowledge that there are a lot of people with excellent reasons for not liking what's going on. Not many people I know like what's going on. Even the people who have supported the status that we now find ourselves in. It's not a positive place to be.
I'm fascinated. I was watching the debate the other night, and the guy that lives across the street from me, gay guy, and all of his friends were at the gym watching the debates. Mm-hmm. And they are, he's like white, black, Spanish, whatever it is, all for Trump and Cruz. They want to see Trump and a Cruz ticket.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is voted for and has Obama stickers all over his car. And I'm just like, why aren't you in for Bernie? And he's like, I got my gay marriage. I'm tired of him taking my money.
Wow.
And I'm
pretty
just what they're doing.
I'm
taking your money.
By it.
That's it. Take your money. Spend it the way they want. No. Look at the tax rates and how much taxes. In this bill that's been passed, the $1.1 trillion spending bill, a couple of hundred billion is borrowed. This is Paul Ryan's crafting as well as he could get Democratic approval, but there are a lot of things in there, spending more money for things that we have no business being involved in.
But take a step back, though, and think about that. I've got my gay marriage, he says.
Yeah.
What else?
Now
do
I have my money. Now, the whole gay community is like, all right, we're done with, you know, needing the Democrats for this. Let me tell you something.
The older you get, the more you want to keep your money.
The single gay couples and community, they make good money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're very smart.
And they want to protect their money.
They do. They're very good.
Trump's not going to threaten gay marriage. Trump is a single
issue. Now that they've got their single issue passed, it throws a quagmire into all of what you thought you were going to get from the liberal base.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, in terms of thinking and motivation, make sure you keep your mind open and clean and clear. It is your mental workshop. You can build anything you want in your mind. Visualization, visualization, visualization. Jennifer, visualize what you want in your mind. See it, feel it, taste it, believe it. And have that in your mind as you go to bed every night and when you wake up in the morning, and you will find things beginning to build the way that you want them to. I have found this to be the case. I'm impatient with the process because I want it all to happen now, and you can't do that. You have to prioritize things and then visualize so that you can actualize the successes and the things that you need. It's a transformation for a lot of people in thinking, but it's it's a very positive outcome. At least I find that to be the case. Excuse me. So, speaking of positive outcomes, there are a lot of people who think having cheap oil, low prices on oil is bad. That doesn't include you and me or anybody else who seems to have some common sense. Oil is steady at an 11-year low. The oversupply, strengthening of the dollar. You know, the people in power will take credit for it. It's not really fair for them to do that, but they can try it, and you know, you'll see through that because you know the reason the dollar has strengthened is because we have so much need now. There's demand pent up for most consumer goods, whether it's durable household goods, furniture, cars, you name it. People have let everything go down. Can't need a new furnace in your house. Couldn't do that before. Now you're doing it. You can afford it because the cost of the gas or the oil that you use to heat your house is down to a point where you can actually afford to buy a new furnace. And you'll save money that way because the new furnaces are much more efficient. But how many people are thinking about it in that practical, you know, the oil companies don't like it because they aren't able to make as much profit. Even though I see, this is really telling. The price, cheapest price I've seen around here for gas is about $1.93. What do you see, Richie, where you are?
I just paid $1.65 or something the other day.
Wow.
You're so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And your price is about $2.65, Jen,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yep.
Yeah. Mm. And the diesel price a little higher. Meredith just, but you'll get a kick out of this. Meredith's just got a new Range Rover. It has a diesel engine in it. And I drove it, she drove it, and it is a bullet, and is no more noisy. It's not noisy. It's those things are quiet as could be.
Yeah, they've got it figured out now.
They've got it figured out.
Now.
Absolutely. They're putting them in Jaguars.
Yeah.
It's a Jaguar. Well, Jaguar and Rolls and Range Rover are the same company now. So pretty much everything, the powertrain, is the same for both vehicles. But this thing is quiet as could be, and they have, you said it, they have figured it out. So that now you get the if I'm my Range Rover, I'm lucky to get 300 miles out of a tank of gas. the diesel 600, same size tank.
Yeah.
So that's
no reason we shouldn't have diesels.
No, of course there isn't. No, not at all. Anyway, so the point is here that oil prices have leveled off. The price was $36.20. Now, do you remember a year ago when it was $130? So the price we were paying a year ago at the pump was about $4. Now it is half of that, except the cost of the fuel is a third of that. So where's that money going? Hello?
Hello?
Mobil Exxon.
Mobil Exxon.
Chevron.
Chevron.
Well, all the energy companies are getting into wind, solar, natural gas.
Yeah, right. Makes sense.
They're diversifying.
Yeah, they are.
They need to.
But they still grab as much as they can on the way down.
Sure, but I mean, it's a great thing. You know, if we can get away from the control that oil
usage,
has on us.
Listen to this, Rich. Usage around the globe has gone down 17% in the past year. That's pretty significant, given the impact of all of the solar and all the wind power and the alternative sources, plus making cars that are much more efficient. And the burners, I was talking about the oil burner or the gas burner that you have in your home. Buy a new one of those. They're very efficient. They use half of what they used to use. It's really, it's quite exciting, frankly, to see these sort of things happening. But it isn't because the companies, and it's, by the way, it's their job. The people that run those companies, they're there to enhance the stock price for their stockholders. They're not there to make life better for you. You know, you get all these ads. Oh, you know, we're here. What was the company, the energy company that said, we make life better for you, or was it DuPont or any of these? They're not there for that. They're there to make money. Come on. And that's not bad. That's the American way. As long as you don't get it in the neck when you're getting abused now by the prices that you're being charged. And so you just look around. There's plenty of mobile tank stations around. I can go to the independent and pay $1.93, or I can go to mobile and pay $2.05. It's the same stuff. So there's a 12-cent markup right there. Every gallon, multiply that times the number of gallons they're selling at that station or at any of their stations. There's a lot of dough there. And so anyway, I think that's something for us to contend with. I want to have some fun with a couple of happy endings in a moment. In the meantime, Provia is at your service when it comes to your hair. Ladies and gentlemen, please, if you are losing your hair, or you think you're losing your hair, you ought to listen to the next 60 seconds here as I give you an idea, not only for your own hairline, but for the hairlines of those who may be follicularly challenged. I love saying that. Follicularly challenged. Provia, easy to use, natural serum, clinical grade botanical extracts, works against the main causes of hair loss, hair thinning. Your pores are filled with gunk. You've used cheap shampoos. You've caused your own hairline to fall. And so now you got to fix the problem. You didn't know that. You thought all shampoos are the same. It's just the price. No, they're not. If it's creamy, you don't want it on your scalp because it'll plug up your pores. Clear, perfect. So now that you've learned that lesson, it's not too late. Call 800-525-8319 and get your hair back. It cleanses the pores, this Provia, and the hair follicles under your scalp start growing again. There's a volumizer in this serum that makes your hair that's still left on your head look thicker and richer. So you got all kinds of ways of winning. Use it as a stocking stuffer. The people who will get it, they won't take offense. They'll thank you, especially when they start using it and see the results. Order it now by dialing 800-525-8319. Get two bottles for the price of one, regular Provia and super concentrated Provia. Free express shipping. You mentioned Doug Steffen. Get in time for Christmas. Provia, get your hair back or you get your money back. 800-525-8319.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. With the holidays approaching, how are you preparing for this busy travel time? Packing and planning can be stressful, but with the right tools, travel can become a holiday memory. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
A successful holiday trip begins with educating yourself on the best travel hacks. For a low-stress trip, pack light to avoid checked bag fees. Roll your clothes to save space in your suitcase and plan your lodging to include laundry service so you can reuse outfits. The ultimate travel hack is my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card that lets me earn 1.5 points for every dollar I spend on purchases. The best part is that I can redeem my points toward many travel-related expenses and ditch the restrictions of typical airline rewards cards. With no blackout dates to worry about, I can plan my travel with ease and enjoy the holidays.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 47 past the hour. Our poll yesterday, which recent Christmas movie do you try to watch every year? The winner there was Love Actually. Figured that would happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Close second was Christmas Story. Our poll today, what kind of Christmas cards are you sending? Funny.
Pretty ones.
Religious. Wintery. A photo card. Something else. I haven't decided yet. I'm not sending cards. That's me. I don't send out cards. Happy, merry. My present is to listen to my radio program on Christmas Day. Help yourself. Whoever else is here. I don't even know. Oh, Michael's here. Is he the only one I'm going to be with? Who else is going
to
be here?
Depending on what time I get to bed, I will be probably with you.
Speaking of Christmas and good things, here's the story of a company in Houston called Hilcorp, H-I-L-C-O-R-P. They have about 1,400 employees, and every single one of them were given a check yesterday for $100,000 as a bonus.
Wow.
1,400 employees. Got a bonus. I'm talking about the oil. This sort of ties into what I was saying. The amount of money that's being made by these oil companies. Some of them say, oh, because like Shell laid off 2,800.
What is Hilcorp?
Hilcorp is a company that is in the oil. It's a research, development, and finding oil. I don't know what do you call those? The drillers?
Company built on energy. The energy of our people and the energy we produce.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. They were voted.
The largest privately held exploration and production companies.
Yeah. It's like Coke.
In the United States.
Yeah. So they are working. This is natural gas. I have a friend who's in this business. Does fabulously well. It's a great company, apparently. But imagine the significance of working for maybe $100,000 a year. That's a good salary. And then yesterday, you get your bonus check and you look at it. And it's for $100,000.
Well, here's the key.
Every single one of them.
One of the largest privately held
exploration
production companies.
Here is Amanda Thompson, who's been the receptionist there for 10 years.
It's just a true gift, and I think myself, along with everyone, is not going to give any less of 100% each day. It was a surreal day. It was a dream come true. It was likely a day that many people won't experience in their lifetime, and we all did it together. It's an incredible thing to be able to take care of things when life happens. You're on your own, and I can do that comfortably.
Isn't that neat? She said it was like an Oprah day.
You get a check. You get a check. You get a check.
I'll take a check.
But think about it, in a sense. Like winning the lottery, I guess, in a sense. But everybody got the same check. That's a fabulous, and you were right, Richie, underscoring the fact that it's a privately held company. We all know
you'd never be able to get that from a Wall Street company.
No, of course not.
Ever.
No. Because the money would need to go to the stockholders. Their
right.
job isn't to take care of the employees. Their job is to get as much money to the bottom line so it goes to the shareholders. And that's part of America. It's part of the system. It's okay. But this is better. This, and by the way, if you live in Alaska, you get a check for about 80, what is it, 80 grand? Everybody who lives in Alaska gets a tax check from Alaska.
Yeah, they pay you to live
there. They pay you to live
there. It's cold, but it's a good deal.
Yeah, right. But that's a better deal. That's quite a deal. Isn't that sweet? Thank you very much for bringing that to our attention. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top quality floors, including 3/4 inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99 and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals and pay no interest until 2018. End of year clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Let's keep moving here. This is not the boob show because this is not television. Television would be the boob tube. This is not boob radio. You got to go over and listen to. I'm all about Howard Stern. I have so much respect for him. The fact that he's pulled off another deal for $90 million.
A biggie.
God love him. All right, let's. Greg Stebbin is here, by the way. It's Tech Talk time. A good day. He's making almost that much. I'm not sure. It was $84 million you made last year. Is that right? Or is it 83? Where's Greg? He's not talking. Is that because he can't talk?
Greg! Maybe he has so much money.
All right, we better pause for a moment while we get our technical house in order. After all, it is Tech Talk time.
That's right.
Today, so we better be technically astute in connecting to Greg. That'll be a moment or two, and then you'll be smarter because you'll have listened to these words.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon. Save 20% and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever. Right now at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
All right, so we did find Greg, and he has technologically advanced into our ears. 56 past the hour. Google is expressing grave disappointment because the state of California is erecting hurdles to their plan to market self-driving cars. They don't want to put steering wheels in them. They don't want pedals in them. They just want people to sit in a box. And I wonder whether that has come about because of Ford testing their self-driving car, the Fusion Hybrid, around their research center in Palo Alto. There are a lot of new employees there. This looks like something to invest in. Yes or no, Greg? Invest your time, interest. We're going to have self-driving cars no matter what, right?
I believe we're going to have self-driving cars no matter what. I think the question is when. Now, a year ago at the LA Auto Show, I talked to a lot of auto experts who said, oh, it's 10 years away. I'm looking forward to talking to those guys again. Because I think, I think the marker has moved up. I think we'll see them on the roads with some frequency 5 years or less from now. I mean, the truth is, there are companies now that have cars that can essentially drive you today. It's moved from being largely a technology issue to being largely a social and legal issue. Yeah.
So, well, if Google wants to have the cars just boxes on wheels, what is the advantage of having steering wheels or pedals? That is, if the car breaks down or all of this stuff, technology doesn't work, which happens frequently. It would seem to me to make not often do you hear me say something in the state of California makes sense or something the state wants to do, but having some kind of controls in the cars would seem to make sense to me.
Well, let me play devil's advocate here. So let's say you have a self-driving car, and once in a while you have to grab the wheel or you have to put your foot on the brake. How prepared are you going to be to do that if 99% of the time you're not driving the car? You're
going to
be
out of the back seat.
Well, but I mean, even if you have to be in the driver's seat, you're not going to be in practice. You're not going to be mentally prepared. It almost creates a situation where you're the worst possible person to take control of the car simply because you don't drive a car anymore.
I think this better be thought out better than it has been so far on all sides, it seems to me. Looks like Netflix has thought something out. They have created socks that will help you turn your television on and off. Wow.
Well, it will be a self-driving television.
Self-driving TV. There you go.
So the socks will detect that you're getting drowsy, and at the moment you fall asleep, they will automatically... You put the socks on your feet, by the way.
Really?
Yes. I want to clarify that in case there is any confusion. They will detect that you are drowsy and falling asleep, and at the moment that you do, they will pause the movie or the show you're watching so that when you're awake and more prepared and responsible...
How do the socks know that you're falling asleep? Is there some algorithm in your body?
Well, sure. I mean, there's all kinds of things that happen in your body when you go from an alert state to a sleeping state. We're seeing that technology in watches and lots of...
We have that for radio, too, so that when people fall asleep listening to this program, it goes on pause until they wake up. Maybe we've got to do that for the host of the program. 59 past the hour, Greg Stebbin here on Technology on Good Day.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Waters. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.